Some 11 days later, equipment ready to go, Al opened the first broadcast of the hotline.
And we pick up the telephone. Yeah.
Someone wants to talk to you about Pandora. 5,000.
All right.
5,000?
5,000. Punch it up.
Punched.
Hello, hotline.
Hello.
You're on the air, madam.
Oh, goodness. I did want to...
Would you like to give me your name and address?
Yes. I am Ruth Cutler on Fort Town Road in Wolf's Nyack.
Well, welcome aboard the hotline.
Well, thank you very much. Last Saturday night, you had on two astrologers.
Hello, this is the hotline.
I'm calling for my mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. Raymond DeGroat of Nyack, and they like your program. They watch it every day. And they also would like to send their best wishes to Ed Smith in the Nyack Hospital.
And they watch this radio station every day, huh?
Yes.
That's wonderful of them. We enjoy being watched. I wish they'd listen as well. Okay? I don't think you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you don't watch a radio station. You listen to it. Thank you very much. Bye.
But before long, people were watching WRKL. They were watching the dynamic, quick-with-an-answer Spyro turn the hotline from a novelty into an impact-loaded forum for the citizens and the politicians of Rockland County. Spyro's hotline became a sort of electronic town meeting. And even the people who said they couldn't stand the hotline listened for fear they would miss something if they didn't. And no one ever knew when Spyro himself would spring a new editorial comment on his audience.
This is Al Spyro with a WRKL editorial. This Saturday, August 13th, the residents of the Clarkstown School District will vote in a referendum to purchase a 63-acre site for a high school. The site is known as Richard's Corner, and it's in West Nyack. Approximately 100 residents of the area of the proposed school have raised serious questions as to the appropriateness of this site, which would have its only access on a narrow dead-end road, Demarest Mill Road. As has become the custom lately in too many cases, this citizens group had to do a tremendous amount of research into the use of the site, a job that was properly the function of Saturday. The very least that can happen as a result of a no vote will be sensible deliberation. A yes vote will apparently cost the taxpayers a tremendous amount of money unnecessarily without due deliberation. Once again, we urge a no vote on the referendum this Saturday for the purchase of the 63-acre school site for the high school. This has been a WRKL editorial. Anyone who would like to present any point of view on this matter is invited to do so.
Somehow, all through your growing up time, you put pieces together. Al went to theater school. He was always interested in theater. This was one of his hobbies. He was interested in this mechanical sort of thing, which he learned on the ships. And the radio station fulfilled his other ambition. He was something of a crusader, I think.
Oh, very much so.
And he wanted to write. Well, here was this radio station. He could write for it. He could act on it. He could build it in ways that people didn't think it could be built.
Mm-hmm.
He could do all of these things which interested him in this one little unit, and it would be his own to give as a public medium. So it was natural that he would want a radio station, and he started trying to get one many, many years before he tried to get the one in Rockland.
In other areas.
Actually, he was about to get it and decided that he didn't want it because he didn't like the mood of the area.
Right.
Sometimes Spyro's tongue-in-cheek humor had a little bite to it, and you had to read between the lines. An example is this off-the-cuff hotline comment.
And it's hotline time. A note to the listeners before we get on to business of the day and the calls. I don't know how many of you listened yesterday, but we were having a discussion, as we seem to be having lately, about zoning. I was chatting with one lady and mentioned the fact that in last October's Harper's Magazine, there was an editorial. And the editorial described the fact that the secretary of the American Planners Association, had appeared before the planners and had quite candidly stated that approximately 50% of the zoning in the United States was bought. And while chatting with the lady, I got the idea of the citizenry getting together for just this purpose of kicking in a dollar or two per person and bribing public officials for better zoning. The reaction was overwhelming. The number of phone calls that came in applauding the idea was tremendous. And so we have established, and you may all become charter members, the Citizens League for Civic and Moral Improvement by bribing public officials for better zoning. And if you would like to be a charter member, we will probably have a charter certificate. And this, of course, has to be a nationwide organization. You haven't got enough money there, Dick. Well, it doesn't take much more than that. It just held out a handful of change. No, you figure out, you know, what could possibly be the bribing of public officials across the country? 10,000? 20,000? Well, you figure out what, for example, your school taxes might be on the bribing of a large piece of property and downzoning it tremendously, and you will find that it's worth your while to dip into your pocket. Everybody kick in a dollar, $2. And if we do this across the country, we can bribe our officials to give us good zoning. So, if you would like to be a citizen member, a charter member of the Citizens League for Civic and Moral Improvement by bribing public officials for better zoning, it may be incorporated, I don't know, Inc., get in touch with us, and we'll try to get out a charter certificate. This thing is just getting off the ground. As I say, I was surprised at the overwhelming response of the public by phone to the suggestion on yesterday's hotline. Well, Dick Warden just said, what are we going to do with the money? We haven't collected any money yet. There's a lot of, you don't understand, there's a lot of work to be done here. For example, we have to get somebody, and this, as I say, this has to be national across the country, we have to get somebody who is very, very, very adept at skullduggery. He has to be the secret go-between between the Citizens League for Civic and Moral Improvement by bribing public officials for better zoning and any official that the organization decides to bribe. The organization is going to have secret meetings. You can't do this in public. This is illegal. You can't do this in public, so the organization is going to have, or the executive committee will have to have secret meetings, off-the-record meetings, make sure that the meetings are not bugged, arrange which official across the country they want to bribe for which piece of property, and, you know, we'll bid. We know that a zoning's coming up in X community, a downzoning, and we have a 50% chance that it's being bought. This is according, you know, to the statistics. So we say, okay, let's go into the market and bid for upzoning that property. And then we get our skullduggerous intermediary, and after that, we don't know what he does. He could be a crook, by the way, and take part of the proceeds. We don't know. But he's got to have results, or we fire him.
And if he came through with 8,000, you better watch out what the county's going to come through.
8,000 what?
Remember, who you once had an election
like. Oh, 8,000 votes? That was in the Mount Abbey election. Dick says it came through with 8,000 votes. I think there were about 2,000 people here. So that's the sort of thing, we ballot stuffing. Well, we encourage ballot stuffing then. Anyhow, the intermediary would then bid on the market, you know. Let's say it's X community, and he goes to the officials who take care of the zoning at X community and says, what's the offer? What do you got? And they say, well, we got $15,000 offered for downzoning this property. They say, okay, we'll make it 16 or 20, you know, whatever's necessary. In the long run, we're going to save huge, huge gobs of money. So if you would like to be a charter member of the Citizens League for Civic and Moral Improvement by bribing public officials for better zoning, drop us a postcard with your name, address, telephone number, and we will eventually have beautiful charter certificates drawn up. We don't know what size, but I say the thing's getting off the ground. And so on to the business of Hotline.